It's time for Retro Talk with Retro Rose here on
WXPM
on 98.5
FM.
Welcome back to Retro Talk. This is Retro Rose with my friend.
I am the Bro Show. This is Michael, the Bro Show here, hanging out with Rose today.
And who else is here today?
There's some little furry guy hanging out in the studio with us because Mr. Kevin's not with us today. However, Alf is here. Alf, say hi to everybody. Hey there, hi there. This is Alf. I'm going to talk about myself today.
Are you going to talk about yourself today?
Of course. I'm the Alfer. That's what I do.
What are we going to talk about again?
Elf, me!
Cats? Are we going to talk about cats?
We'll get to cats in a bit, although I do want to talk about ketchup.
Ketchup? What about ketchup? Ketchup on cats, or is it mustard on cats?
I got to think about that. And that's one of the great things about Alf, is he loves to eat cats.
He loves to eat. I think he just loves to eat. It doesn't even have to be cats. He loves to eat.
If I remember from the show, he actually has like 8 stomachs. It's insane.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So everybody's getting a feel of what we're going to be talking about today. It's all about Alf.
Alf is this great comedy show from the 80s and like just the beginning of the 90s. And it's one of my favorite things. As a matter of fact, I do an impression, if you can tell or not, that's a little bit of craziness, a little bit of fun, a little bit of snarky. And Rose and everybody seem to enjoy it. So I tend to
I've gotten used to it. I think that Jen, Mike's wife... You haven't heard her name yet, so now you're hearing it. She actually hears him talking to Alf in his sleep, I'm sure.
We won't talk
I'm sure of it.
There have been times where I have fallen asleep, and I have talked in my sleep, and I've talked about other aliens from space, particularly Transformers, but that's a whole other thing.
Oh, my gosh. You do this in your sleep, too?
I actually told her at one point in my sleep, somehow, I don't remember this, I turned to her and I said... You need to put your head down to transform.
Oh,
and
I'm not even.
I don't know. It just happened, gosh. And I woke up next day. And she goes, "You were dreaming about Transformers." I go, "Yeah, probably so." So I have aliens on the brain 9 times out of 10. Anyway,
oh my gosh, I'm sure that you're an interesting person to be married to.
Well, that'll be 25 years this September. So,
oh my gosh, 25 years of putting up with you and Alf too.
Yeah, and Alf too. I don't know how she does it. So yeah, Alf is definitely one of the things I could talk about all day long. So, what would you like to know, Miss Rose?
We're going to actually put him to the test. Uh-oh. Since this is an Alf episode, we're going to put him to the test, and I'm going to begin with, what is Alf's real name?
Alf's real name is not Alf itself. That was just an acronym that Willie Tanner, the main human father on the TV show he was on, came up with. Alf stood for Alien Life Form, and that's what he told the kids and everybody to call him. However, on his home planet of Melmac, Alf went by the name of Gordon Shumway. That's right. My name is Gordon. Call me Gordon. I'm not going to call you Gordon, Alf. But I love my name. But you know what? Alf is shorter and it's easier to say. So just call me Alf. So yeah, Alf is his name on Earth and what we all know him by, what his trademark is, right? That's what you sell yourself as,
yeah,
Alf?
Yeah, I mean, so when did he actually... So speaking of the Tanners, because we have to get into this episode... We have to get into this series really big. Speaking of the Tanners, when did they actually find out what his true name was? Did he ever mention his true name?
He did, actually. There was a point on the episode, in an episode where he's talking to Brian. Sadly, the actor who played Brian just passed away recently, Benji. However, in an episode where... Brian, who was the young boy on the show, was being bullied by a bunch of kids and whatnot. Alf was telling him a story about a young alien out there that was bullied himself and such. And his name was Gordon. And eventually Brian just goes, "Alf, is that your real name?" "That's right. I told Brian that and he loved it. He loved my name. He wanted to call me Gordon." So yeah, on the show itself, they actually do mention that his name is Gordon. I can't recall if they actually called him Shumway on there. No, they did.
Did they call him Shumway?
I think he put it out there himself. Like he said it when he started to sell insurance when he lost his memory one point.
Oh, okay. So he loses his memory.
At one point, he actually... That's a whole controversial episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a lot of questions. Since I know you're the... And anyone that's listening to this guy across from me worships Alf. I mean, anything there is to know about Alf, he should know. So we're going to find out throughout this whole episode, we're going to find out what all there is to know about Alf.
Might know a little bit.
Let's roll it back from the Gordon part now.
Okay.
Let's roll it back to, when was Alf first introduced? When was it first aired? Can you tell us how that even begun?
Gotcha. So, Alf actually premiered in 1986, which was really cool. I love the fact that it came out literally in the middle of the 80s. That was one of the best, coolest things about it. Alf actually started off as an idea by its creator, Paul Fusco, who said, hey, you know what? I got this idea for a snarky alien. I'm going to try and sell it to NBC. And lo and behold, he goes into a meeting with Tartikoff, the youngest CEO of like a new state of a large station at that time. And he goes, Alf didn't say anything. He didn't say anything in the meeting to pitch the show. All he did was he grabbed like a napkin from someone, blew his nose on it, and then wiped it on Tartikoff's jacket. That's it.
Oh.
That's it. That's all he had to do. He had to show sold at that point.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
That's Alf's comedy. That's who he is.
Oh.
And one of the interesting things about Alf is once you were on set, you treated the puppet that was Alf as a character, as a person. That was one of the things that was Paul Fusco's big thing. So he wanted to say, this is Alf. We're not going to break the imagination that it is a puppet. We want people to believe he's real. So you never see really any behind-the-scene photos of him being puppeteered or anything like that. It's literally just him on set, and that's it.
Now, I mean, a lot of people that watch Alf, I'm sure that a lot of people know this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. So there was a puppet, and there was scenes where there was actually a little guy in this costume, right?
That is correct. In the first couple seasons, they actually had an actor, and I always mispronounce his name, so I'm not going to try and say it, but he was a smaller actor, and he was in the suit, so when Alf was walking through a scene or anything like that, or walking from set to set, you could see that, and he was a little bit bigger than what the actual puppet was. But it was really cool to see Alf literally just walk across sometimes. In the opening intro for the first two seasons, you actually see Alf put down a camera that he's been carrying for the intro itself, and then he walks into frame, which is just cool to see. And that's the actor with the suit on.
Yeah, that's the actor. But there was scenes when he's sitting on the couch, I'm guessing that it was the puppet?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10 it was a puppet. And the way the set was built, there was a drop floor that was about 3 or 4 feet deep for the puppeteer, whether it be Paul Fusco or whomever, to get under. And I've read accounts where the actors who played, like Willie, who played the mom and the daughter and the son, it was like a landmine walking around the set itself. Can you imagine trying to walk the set?
Yeah, I mean, because they had different...
Yeah. I'm like, I can't even imagine. That's similar to what they would do like on the Muppet Show.
Yeah, like they did on the Muppet Show. Because, I mean, you've seen some of the behind the scenes where there's people underneath the decks and everything working the puppets.
Right.
Yeah.
But Alf was a phenomenon almost right out of the gate. The first two seasons, he was a little more rough and tough. They kind of softened him a little bit in the third and fourth seasons, but he has a lot of traits. So, Alf, I have to ask you. I'm going to ask you.
You're going to ask
Alf a question real quick, because I know he's going to have the answer. Alf, why do you like cats so much? Are they your favorite pet? No! They're great, tasty food! And that, my friends, is why Alf is fun.
All right, so I guess on Mal, I don't want to say it wrong, Mal, I'm going to say it wrong, tongue twister. You say it for me. His planet. I don't want to say it wrong.
He comes from the planet Melmac.
Melmac. My tongue was twisting here. So I guess they had a lot of cats.
They had cats. Basically, on their planet, cats are like cows. So where we have cows and we have hamburgers from cows, they have cats and they have cat menus for food, and you go into a cafe. One of the funniest things I've seen in a long time, and I had to see it recently. I actually watched it with Mr. Tony, who I believe is in the basement still.
He is in the basement with Alf, and Lucky. Lucky the cat.
Lucky the cat. Oh my gosh. So
poor Lucky.
We were watching we were watching the cartoon, and they were showing, like, in the intro you see a menu for cats to be fed and everything, but they were showing like cat burgers with tails hanging off of them and stuff in the cartoon. Because they were on there's a cartoon of Alf that came out just after and just during the run of the original show.
Which will probably hit later on too.
Yep. Real quick, it was taking place on his planet before it blew up. Alf, you're basically like Superman. That's right. My planet blew up.
Yep.
That's
he was part like of the story. Superman.
Yep. Oh, although
he had a spaceship, though, right?
He had a spaceship, and the first episode, he crash landed into the Tanner's garage. That's how he landed on Earth.
We're going to continue this trivia and see how much that Mike knows here.
I got my hat on. Alf, are you ready? I know everything because it's my life.
He does know everything. So this is for you, Mike, and this is for you, Alf. What was the cause of, well, I mean, I'm probably giving away spoilers here, but your planet was destroyed, right?
That is correct. Alf, tell us about what happened to Melmac. Well, I went on a joyride one day, and I looked down and said, things are starting to blow up and get hot down there, so I'm out of here. So basically, my planet blew up, and I'm Superman. No, you're not, Alf. You're not Superman. You, dude, you can't fly. Yes, I can. I have a spaceship. No, it's not the same. Oh, okay, Alf, shh. Let's Rose. Rose?
Yeah, let me tell you, you did crash, but you made it to Earth. How many light years away was that, do you know?
I don't travel by light years. I just look at the stars and go, I'm going there.
Oh, you just say, oh, that's a pretty star. I'll head that way instead. So speaking of your spaceship, you left some of your friends behind, or did they just split up? Because I know some of your other friends did survive.
Well, that was the thing. When I left, I didn't know who lived, who died. I know my parents were still somewhere safe. My brother and sister were good. Hopefully all the cats got crispy. Ha! Anyway,
poor kitties.
My friends were, you know, I had a lot of great friends, but there's one that just stood out, and I really wanted her to be around.
This was supposed to be your first date, too, right? Can we learn about your girlfriend? What was her name?
That was Rhonda, and Rhonda was the sweetest, kindest gal that I knew, and she really, really wanted to date me. I mean, I'm over 400 years old, and she was a little bit younger.
Wow, 400?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. What is the lifespan for your species, I should say. Species.
I don't know. I just know I want to live to be at least 800 because I figure that's a good round number.
Well, how old is your dad? How old is your mom? Do you know?
I don't know. They just made me sure I was fed.
Oh, is that all it was? They just made sure you were fed and you were okay?
Yeah, you know, I see millennials these days and I think to myself, I was kind of like them. I stayed at my mom and parents' house while I was still trying to get work.
You were staying in your parents' house when you were 400 years old. What's up with that?
I don't need to answer that question. Where's craft services? I'm hungry. So and Alf, chill.
Yeah, he needs to chill because I heard he might have been one of the reasons why his planet was destroyed. Well, can we hear about that?
Well, there is a couple of emerging theories of what happened to Melmac, his planet.
Alf, did you hear this? He's not setting the blame on you.
I would not set the blame on Alf. You better not. I stay with you now. I know. Trust me. I've seen the food bill. So, needless to say, from what Alf has told us, it was a nuclear war, which they actually did an episode about where he wrote and tried to call President Reagan at the time, which was a cool episode. He got as far as like a Secret Serviceman who was right connected to the president. And I think he actually passed along some of the messages. But, Alf, don't say it! I'm going to say it. Don't say it! I'm going to say it. It has something to do with hair dryers.
I want
to
hear it, yep.
Something to do about all the hair dryers being turned on at the same time. Listen, I did not put out the message that everybody needed to fix their hair at the same time. That was not me. Yes, it was. Yeah, yes, it was.
That had to be a pretty big population to explode, you know, make a planet like a nuclear explosion just from hair dryers, right?
Let's just say,
it had to have been a lot of...
I kind of aken it to the story about the series finale of MASH in New York City, where nobody wanted to go to the bathroom until there was a commercial break. They all went at the same time and broke the toilets and the plumbing in New York City. So I think it's similar to that, where you turn on all the hair dryers here on Earth, something's going to happen. We just don't know what. On Melmac, Listen, it was not the hair dryers. I'm not saying it was.
I mean, they have so much hair. I mean, if you look at Alf, he's covered in hair. So
I can walk around
imagine?
Without pants and be okay.
Yeah, but I'm sure you don't smell very good when you're wet.
Some ladies find that attractive.
I'm sure, like Rhonda.
Rhonda likes it when I'm all wet.
That's not what Skip said. Who's Skip? Where did that come from?
Who's Skip? I don't know
who's Skip.
Skip?
Didn't he have a friend named Skip?
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh, see? Look at that, Gordon. You're forgetting. Forgetting in your old age.
When you get to be nearly 500 years old, it's okay if you forget a couple friends here and there.
Uh-oh,
they show back
up. Uh-oh, talking about Martians, I just heard the biker mice from Mars drive by. Did you hear that?
I think I did. Listen,
those guys
are really cool. I stopped on Mars coming here.
There they go again. Oh, my gosh. Those biker mice are everywhere. Sorry about that, guys. Bunch of mice riding down the road. Anyhow, let's talk about Skip. He said that you and Rhonda weren't really a thing. He said he's more into Rhonda.
Listen. Me and Rhonda were a bigger deal. If you watch the whole show, the reason I tried to leave at the end of the series was she was coming to pick me up.
Oh, so Skip wasn't involved at all then.
Oh, no. He was there to help me pick to drive her and everything, but she wanted me.
She wanted you?
That's right.
Is it because you didn't blow dry yourself? That's because she liked the wet fur? Is that what we're saying?
She likes the rough and tumble kind of guy.
Oh,
I mean,
I
blew up an oven one time, and I looked really hot.
Oh, no. You blew up an oven?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to make dinner for the Tanners, and they were out coming back home, and I had forgot to light the match.
Please tell me you didn't leave Lucky in the oven.
No. He actually got out of the kitchen just before it exploded.
Oh.
Darn it.
Yeah. I can see you having baked Kitty.
No. Although there was a sad episode where Lucky did pass away. However, Willie caught me trying to put a bell on him so I could find the body.
Oh.
With a metal detector.
What were you putting on a bell on him?
I was going to put a bell on Lucky for him to be buried with, and then I had a metal detector so I could find him.
Oh, no. No, you know what? Honestly, I don't remember that episode, Alf. And speaking of episodes, because, I mean, we're having fun rambling here, but I really haven't asked you so much about the episodes themselves. Because there's scenes where there's a new baby.
Yep.
I know that the Tanners have a new kid. I don't remember the episode where Lucky died. Maybe it was just like I watched the first couple episodes
mm-hmm.
or the first season. There's a lot of things I just don't remember happening.
So the first two seasons are really kind of Alf really just kind of coming into his own, kind of learning the Tanners and everything, learning the neighbors and everything. The third season, they introduced a kind of streetwise kid that was the nephew of their next-door neighbors, the Akmonics, who Alf was able to avoid and never be seen by. But their nephew did, and they allowed him to be seen. There was also...
Was this like that punk kid?
Yep.
And maybe I do remember a little bit of that. He was kind of like just punkish. He had dark hair or something.
Yeah, so you had Brian, who was around 8 to 10 years old. You had the sister, and I'm blanking on her name at the moment. She was like teenage, 16, 17.
Yeah.
Was going to go to college towards the end of the series.
You know what I do remember about her?
What's that?
She actually was going on a date on one of the episodes for Innerspace, and I love that movie.
Yep.
So I always remember that episode because she was going to go see Innerspace.
That's right.
I think they made references to that, too,
I think they
right?
did. So they had that, and then this kid was kind of in the middle, like 12 to 13, so he's
yeah.
a little bit of a smart aleck, but he had fun with Alf, and he fed off of Alf's almost like New York sensibilities, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I akin Alf to. He's a little bit of a New York kind of guy. That's the way he kind of came off. And then in the later seasons, the mother ended up getting pregnant, and they had their little girl. Is it a little girl? Yeah, a little girl.
I'm going to leave you to tell me that because you're the... I don't know that much about Alf anymore.
But the later seasons, they have a little bit more fun. They get him out a bit more. They do have Lucky pass away the cat, but they also do a crossover with Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did do that, didn't they?
Yep.
And Gilligan and the Skipper actually appeared
They showed
on,
up
right?
on there. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I do remember that. What happened in that? Was it a dream?
It was all a dream, technically. but they had a lot of fun with it. Basically, he became a big fan of Gilligan's Island, thinking, why can't they get off the island? That's right. I was watching the show, and I just didn't understand how they couldn't get off the island. They had a boat. They could have just fixed it. They had a professor. They could have just fixed it. I don't understand. I know, Alf. It's okay. But then he fell asleep, and he had this dream that he was hanging out with the skipper and Gilligan. And here comes, you know, the two actors who played those characters as themselves again. And that's kind of something cool about Alf himself. With him on the show itself, he had other guest stars and stuff show up. There was a couple great ones. David Ogden Stier showed up as a homeless person during a couple Thanksgiving episodes. There's the infamous Christmas episode we'll have to talk about momentarily.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. But and I do want to say one thing to Alf.
Go
I was,
ahead.
I was
say
watching
it.
A Gilligan's Island biopic a while back. And you know why the professor never got the ship fixed, why he couldn't get him off the island?
Why?
He said, would you want to leave an island with Ginger and Marianne? He enjoyed
you know,
it because he had the two women there.
That's not a bad thought. I think I understand that. I think I really do.
I mean, he was single and he's looking at these two women. But that was the reason why his excuse as to why this professor never got him off the island. He had his reasons.
I can understand that. I mean, if I was on an island with Rhonda, I'd want to stay with her, but I'd also want Ginger and Marianne too.
Yeah, Ginger and Marianne. Tell me more about this Christmas and the cartoon and anything you can think of that Alf has been a part of since this series first came out in the 80s.
Well, that was the thing. The series ran for about 4 years from 86 to 1990, actually, and it ended actually on a cliffhanger. So we don't know technically what happened after the show without some special things that came out. Later to the end of the series and through the early 90s, they came out with the Alf cartoon series, which was set on Melmac before it exploded and such. And it was just fun. It was able to see Alf with his family, with his brother and sisters and his mom and dad and his dog pets and everything. But also, they were eating cats. He was hanging out with Rhonda and all his friends and everything. He was actually part of a cadet at their military program.
So he was in the military, too.
He was in the military. He was like conscripted into the military. Military
oh my
somehow.
Gosh, can you imagine that? I'm sure Willie would not believe that.
No, Willie would not like that. No, no. Hey, Willie, listen, I was in the military. I should be treated with respect. Alf, don't eat everything out of Willie's lunchbox. Then you're okay. You're good. So, the cartoon was great. It was a lot of fun. Like we mentioned before, it was very much set on Melmac, and there were things that, for a Saturday morning cartoon, it was fun. It was slapstick. It was well produced, but it also showed cats being eaten, which I still, to this day, am kind of shocked at. As a kid, I didn't catch
that. On a cartoon, too.
I mean,
of all things, because you were probably eating your Lucky Charms while you were watching Alf eat a cat.
Listen, I went to eat some Lucky Charms the other day, and I was a little disappointed that there was no fur inside.
Yeah, that's true. Lucky Charms.
Yep. Well, the cat was named Lucky on a show, as he mentioned, and there was a lot of instances where Alf would try to either hypnotize the cat or try to get him to slow down or try to literally just run after him and try to eat him. But in the episode where he did pass away, Alf ended up picking some kittens that he saved.
Aww.
He saved
Alf
kittens.
Alf saved some kittens. He didn't save them for lunch, right?
He was trying to save them for lunch, but then he found them to be so cute that he decided to go no cat.
Aww.
That's right. I don't eat cats anymore here on Earth. That doesn't mean when I'm in space I'm not going to eat them again. Ha! So, yeah. that was part of the charm of the show, which I loved. And then there was another offshoot cartoon just after that one ended called Alf Tales, where it took him and his family and his friends in a cartoon and reimagined them for different
for
tales.
Fairy tales,
like,
right?
Yeah, exactly. There was even toys on that.
But we're going to go to the merchandise in a little bit. But
yep.
What happened? What was the cliffhanger for the original series? Because I don't even remember the cliffhanger. What? Oh, there goes the biker mice again.
So Alf actually made contact with Rhonda and Skip on their ship. They actually escaped the planet explosion. And he was so happy. He was like, I can't wait to be with my own kind again. The Tanners are really sad to see him go. He made plans to go. They said their goodbyes and everything. But all throughout the show, there was this kind of evil force kind of lurking in the background called the ATF, the Alien Task Force. Those guys, I don't like those guys.
Now,
I
these
know.
Guys are with the military, right?
Yeah, think of them as the X-Files with guns. but not just little pistols. They had, like, you know, full-fledged military guns. Like, no, no, no. So Alf is waiting in the field for the ship to pick him up. They actually get there, but the alien task force surrounds him, and it ends with him. Floodlights on him, the military closing in, and he's just, like, with his suitcase, scared because he's about to be taken away from the military. That's how the series ended. I know, I did not like that. Why didn't they give me a fifth season? They just didn't want to pay me because I was a star. I get
and
it out.
And that's how it ended.
That's how it ended. Flash forward a few years later, completely different network. They bought the rights to do a sequel movie, TV movie, called Project Alf, which you can find on a few online sources, but you can also get through Shout Productions right now, too. So, and it basically tells what happened when he was picked up. The Air Force put him in kind of a bunker with everything he wanted, but they did all these tests on everything. And after a few months, he decided, you wanted to go home, didn't you, Alf? I wanted to go home. I wanted to get out on my own. I didn't necessarily need to go back to the Tanners. I just wanted to do my own thing.
Now, does it mention the Tanners in Project Alf?
It does, actually. So at the end of the... Spoilers if you've not seen this, but near the end of the movie itself, Alf is safe. He's gone through a couple things where he's been threatened to be outed to the whole world and everything. But they put him not on trial, but they try to figure out what to do with him. Come to find out, after he was picked up, the Tanners were sent to, I believe it was like Norway, as part of a relocation program to keep them safe.
And because of harboring an alien.
Exactly. And because it was just a little scary. I'm like, yeah, that's a throwaway line to let us know what happened to Tanners, but I wanted to know more. So we don't know. I think Brian and all of them, we'd want to know what happened to them as characters a little bit more. Poor Willie, he can't handle the cold.
Yeah.
He can't handle the cold. Hey, Willie, go ahead. I'll send you a jacket made of my fur. You'll remember me always. Ah!
So it really didn't, it kind of gave some closure to Alf, but there should have been more with the Tanners.
I think there should have been more with the Tanners at that point. So I really hope that they don't, if they ever kind of redo Alf or anything, they can continue with Alf as a character because he can live so much longer.
I mean, couldn't they have like a, if they ever decided to do it, couldn't they have one with Brian as an adult and maybe Alf comes back and decides to live with his family?
It's funny you mentioned that. They actually did something different. I was mistaken. The child they had in the fifth season or in the fourth season was actually a boy named Eric. Okay. And Ryan Reynolds Production Company, yes, Deadpool himself, owns the rights to be able to use Alf and did a series of different commercials with all his different companies with Alf living with the youngest of the Tanners, Eric, and as an adult now.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And what's it like hanging out with Eric? Eric's not Brian. I get
it. Yeah, Brian, and I can see how Alf and Brian were actually really close.
Exactly.
You could tell they were almost seemed like it was his older brother if you ever watched the series. I mean, they all liked Alf, but I mean, you could tell that Brian kind of clicked a little bit more with him.
There was a couple episodes where Alf was going to supposedly leave or anything like that, and Brian was always the most heartbroken. Not to say that Willie didn't have a really good friendship or that the older sister Lynn didn't love him to death. The mom, she had a love-hate relationship with Alf. Yeah, I really liked her a lot, but she wanted me out of there like in a bad way. I had more fun with her mother. Ha!
Now, see, I don't even remember. I don't remember the mother-in-law.
Yeah, the mother-in-law came in, and Alf outed himself to her without the...
Oh, wait. Yeah, he did make an appearance to her, right?
Yep, because she was going to come over, and she was there, and they told him to hide in the garage and stay out there. And he's like, no, I'm hungry at midnight. I go eat food, and here she comes, and she walks in and sees him, and they just have a conversation.
Now, was there a closure with the cartoon? Like there wasn't with the...
Like a lot of the 80s cartoons and stuff, they just kind of... It's open-ended.
Just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, they're more episodic. So
it never really ever mentions the end of Malnack.
No, you don't get that. But what was really cool about the cartoon, the original cartoon itself, was it had a bookend open and closing to every episode. Alf was basically writing his memoir.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was actually live action Alf.
It was a live action Alf. Almost like, wasn't it Back to the Future that had a live action
with Doc Brown. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Similar thing. So I don't know which one did it first, actually, but it was Alf basically at a typewriter typing out the story, and then he would see the story as the cartoon and would come back and he would say,
these were his memories.
Exactly.
These were basically his memories of everything.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. Now, see, I haven't I haven't watched the Elf cartoon in forever, so I don't remember that. But now I'm going to have to, next time I come over to visit, you're going to have to play one of those episodes so I can remember it.
I can certainly do that.
I do remember the Back to the Future doing that, though.
Yes, with
and
Doc Brown.
And I think the Rockin' Wrestlers did that, too, didn't they, occasionally? Wasn't there another cartoon that had, like, what was, like, reality, like real, and then it would go to the cartoon?
I think the only one I can think of off the top of my head, and it was more in the intro, was Kid Video.
Kid Video?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, where they were actually...
sucked into the cartoon world.
Sucked into the cartoon. Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what? The cartoon world is so much more fun because I can eat cats there and people don't think it's weird. I know. It's weird, right, Alf? No, it's not. It's tasty.
Rhonda likes cats. She probably likes cats and tacos. Put a little bit of fur in there on top instead of cheese, and you got yourself a cat taco.
I like to eat tacos, too. They're very tasty. Especially when they're nice and juicy and they got a lot of meat in them. I love that. Especially if you put a tail inside.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. Those are more like foot-long hot dogs, so I would think that a cat's tail would be like a foot-long hot dog for...
Rhonda likes those, too. She likes a really long tail.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about in a few minutes, too, because there's a lot of merchandise I really want to go over and the items they had back in the day.
I really sold myself on this planet to make sure I had enough money for myself and for enough of the Tanners if they really needed it. I will sell myself out to anybody.
Yeah, you sold yourself out, all right. I mean, you were everywhere.
Well, that's why I had a talk with Ryan Reynolds, and he said, you know what? I'm going to take you.
Yeah, well, I think he took you, didn't he?
He took me, all right. He liked me a lot. I won't say this officially, but I think I'm in a Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Are you?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I wish
that
I was.
That would be nice if you were. I wouldn't want any of your limbs cut off, though. I mean, Deadpool's always getting that. But we're going to take a break anyways. We're going to take a break, Alf.
Okay, I'll take a break.
Remember the music? Remember the movies? Remember the cars, the fashions, the news, the things that stood out during our youth? It's okay to be nerdy. Join me as I reminisce over the cartoons, the toys, and the video games of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Turn back the clock with Retro Talk.
Weekends on 98.5 XPM's Million Dollar Weekend Lineup.
And we're back with Alf and Mike.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. I'm Mac again, and I just had a tasty cat snack. It's almost like Christmas around here.
Speaking of Christmas, I want to hear more about your Christmas, Alf.
Okay. I'm going to let Mike tell this story because he really loves that episode. I find it a bit sappy, and it makes me cry every time.
Aw, don't cry.
No. So Alf, it was this weird offshoot Christmas special they did that wasn't filmed in the same way as the TV show. It wasn't done as a studio audience. It was done as a single camera, almost movie-like thing.
Okay.
And it was about an hour long. And basically, it was Alf and the family going out to a small cabin in the woods that one of Willie's friends or office co-workers had so they could get away from it, from this big city for a while. Alf ends up getting onto a truck of some guy who's taking toys to a children's hospital to play Santa and everything.
Aww.
The guy in the truck driving the truck, I do have to mention this, was Cleavon Little, who was the sheriff in Blazing Saddles.
Oh, wow.
Which was really cool. But it was this kind of dramatic series episode. And he played this guy who was really sad that he just lost his wife. And he was bringing all this stuff to the children's hospital. He gave away all his money and was going to do something unseemly to himself. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Alf talked him out of it. He actually saved him from doing it.
Aww.
But also in the episode, he makes friends with a young girl who may not see another Christmas. And it was based on a letter that was written to Paul Fusco and to the Alf team, talking about how they loved Alf. So they dedicated the episode to her. I'm like, okay, this is, you know, it's a different kind of episode, but it showed Alf had a real heart. And on top of that, it still had comedy because he ended up somehow in an elevator with a pregnant woman. He threw on a surgical mask and delivered a baby.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. I delivered a baby. I can't, I, I can't believe I did that.
Now, this Christmas episode, was that like the first season, the second season?
It was in between the second season.
So it was near the end of the second season?
It was during the middle of it. Right in the middle, right for Christmas time.
And how long was it? Was it an extended episode?
It was a two-parter, technically. So it was like an hour-long episode, like 45 minutes or so with commercials and everything. So yeah, it was a good episode. So I liked it, and it was one of those weird things. It was a little bit of an offshoot, similar to Alf going into selling himself. That's right, I sold myself to the devil. Well, to NBC initially, so that he could do other things. So he ended up on like Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Alf ended up on, was he on Hollywood Squares?
He was on Hollywood Squares.
I don't even remember that.
Yep, Alf was on Hollywood Squares. He also
I told you this guy knows everything.
He's done guest spots on so many different TV shows, from Blossom. He was in a dream sequence for Blossom.
Oh, wow.
Yep. He's done Impractical Jokers as of late. He was on The Simpsons. He's been on all sorts
now,
of other
Now, The Simpsons, cartoons. He was just a cartoon character.
He was a cartoon character, okay. But still, he was himself.
Yeah,
he was himself. There's even a shot of him in the Transformers Bumblebee movie.
Is there?
The family is watching Alf while they're dealing with the Transformer in their garage.
Yeah, because that takes place in the 80s.
Exactly, in 1987, which was his second season.
Yeah.
That's right! I was in a Transformers film! They should have paid me! I don't think they did!
Yeah, you should have got your residuals.
Right. But because of that, he is well known for selling himself, and there's so many different things you can buy with Alf's face on it, to this day still. But in the 80s, you really couldn't get away with anything. I may have a bit of a collection of Alf.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you a little bit of my backstories, and you probably remember this story.
Okay.
Too. My Uncle Butch was a huge, huge Alf fan too. Just like you, but maybe not as crazy. Maybe
I'll
not
give
as
you
crazy.
That. I'm crazy, yes.
But I remember whenever they came out with the little puppets you could get, and you'd get a little record and a little booklet, and each of them had a different type of Alf. I remember I liked the rock star Alf a lot. And I liked the baseball one. But there was four different ones, right?
There were four different ones. There was the baseball one. There was the rock star one. There was a chef one. And there was a surfer one.
And I like the surf one, too.
And they all came with, like, their outfits, but also, like, cardboard cutouts of what they had. Like, Alf with the chef had a little pot. The Rockstar one, it was a guitar.
Right?
Yeah, and then the one for the surfer, he had a cardboard surfboard.
And what did the other one have? The baseball, was
baseball
it?
One. I think it was a bat. I'd have
was
to look at
bat?
Mine.
It might
yeah.
have been a bat. Speaking of surfing outfits, for those in the studio, we'll tell you that Alf has actually got his kind of Hawaiian shirt on today.
That is right. And the Alf that is in the studio here. Yes, it is me. I am in the studio. I'm not remote. I am here. Well, the Alf that I have here, I actually going to a lot of conventions. I have these like 20-inch or so original dolls of Alf from the 80s. I have several of them, and I found that he can shop at Build-A-Bear.
You don't even want to know how many you have. Probably about 50 or 60.
We won't talk about how many I have.
If you think it's crazy that he talks in his sleep like Alf, you ought to see him whenever he's running around his house in his Alf suit.
I might have a few.
Not his birthday suit, his Alf suit.
Listen, they're a little hot because there's a lot of fur. But actually, for those in the know, if you want to see him dressed up, I've had him in Star Trek outfits and Star Wars outfits. I've even made costumes for Alf before, including him dressing up as one of the characters from the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've had him in that. This nice little shirt here, though, I think he got that in a baby store, right?
No, that was a very recent purchase. I had to get one because he had to look like he does in a cartoon. What's funny is Alf on this TV show would dress up with nothing. He would run around 9 times out of 10 without anything on. In the cartoon, he's very modest. He wears at least a shirt. He's basically Daffy Duck.
Yeah,
Donald Duck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go back to back to the series again, but on his planet, didn't they wear clothes?
They did.
He just
didn't wear pants.
He just felt comfortable running around with nothing on.
Alf, you're never
going to
endorse. Yeah, Alf's never going to endorse pants. I don't want to wear pants. They're just too constrictive. Anyway.
All right, I'm not even going to go there, Alf. I'm not even. All right, so, I mean, aside from the things, which I remember my uncle getting, they had telephones, which Tony and I actually have a telephone.
I know. It's one of those pieces I want to get from my collection at some point. It's one of those old phones where it's Alf has his hand up and you put the phone on the receiver. He's holding it and that's where it is.
You know what? I wish that it would actually talk like Alf when it rung, though.
Wouldn't that be cool? If they did that, they would have to pay me for the license.
I mean, I think today they could actually do that. Maybe not in the 80s, but today they probably could make a phone that sounded like Alf when it rung.
Oh, hands down, they could definitely do that.
So what's the oddest thing you have in your collection?
Whew, the oddest thing in my collection. Well, one of the oddest things that I love, and it's not necessarily odd, is I have a full set of the Alf Fan Club mail away.
There was a fan club?
There was a fan club for Alf, and you could mail away, and it would send back and be like a mini poster, some fact sheets. It would even be anything from the old school book covers. For like when you go back to school.
Yeah, which we're going to be talking about later on another episode.
Yep. But that, and then also a talking Alf.
How did you even join the fan club? How did you hear about it in the 80s?
It was promoted on the show itself, and then also in your school. You might see different fan clubs that were promoted, like when you're doing your Scholastic stuff.
Oh, okay. Yep. So it mentioned it on the show, though, that there was an Alf fan club?
Well, it was like a commercial for the show itself type thing. It wouldn't be like Alf on looking at the camera going, go ahead and join my fan club. It would be more like at the title card at the end of the show.
I never even heard of that.
Yep.
I've never heard of that.
And then there's also the talking Alf I have, which is like the old Teddy Ruxpin. You throw a tape cassette in it and it talks.
Does his jaw move and everything?
His jaws move, the ears move and everything.
Well, there's a couple of different Alfs, right? There's a talking Alf that, is it a pull string or is it one that you
squeeze
him?
Yep.
So there's another one too that's like Teddy Ruxpin.
Correct.
Well, I don't know if even Tony might know of this, but I didn't know about it.
It is.
So does he take cassettes?
He takes cassettes just like Teddy Ruxpin.
Does he read stories?
It's stories about himself from Melmac.
Oh, wow. When did that come out? Was it late?
I'm sure it's 87, 88, like after the first couple of seasons.
Really?
And they realized they had a cash cow with this show. That's right. I'm worth money. Pay me.
So he came along with books that you could read like Teddy Ruxpin.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm guessing he's probably the most valuable of your Alf collection?
I don't know if he's the most valuable, actually. I have a bunch of the stuffed animals. I have a bunch of, placards with his sayings on them from the 80s. I have pins. I think, honestly, some of the most cool things I have are some small little keychains, even.
You have little keychains. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I know whenever you set up at the convention, sometimes you have all these Alf keychains that you have extras of.
Yep.
What's your most loved item?
Honestly, any of the Alfs that I dress up and take with me to a convention, because 9 times out of 10, they'll see the bro show myself, which is really cool, and they want to take a photo with me, but 9 times out of 10, they want to take a photo with Alf. Or I've had people want me to do the Alf voice because they think I'm the guy. I'm like, I don't have that stupid money. I wish I did. But they want me to do the voice for like a phone message or something like that, and I'll
Oh my gosh, you had people ask to do phone messages.
I've done phone messages as Alf.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, and you know what? That's my voice. You should have paid me. Where's my cat pay?
Oh, Alf, my gosh.
Chill.
Alf, you're living with a nerd.
Well, yeah, he's a nerd, but you know what? He's a cool guy, and he takes care of me, so he makes sure I'm well fed.
Yeah. Oh, it's yeah, but you don't actually eat cats, though. You eat guinea pigs.
No, he does not eat guinea pigs. For those who know, I have guinea pigs, so no.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up this episode. Can I say thank you for being on the show with us, Alf?
Yes, you can. Thank you for letting me be here and talk to myself today.
You're welcome. And we're going to end this episode.
Come sponsor Retro Talk, where your support keeps us on the air. If you want more information, send an email to wxpm985@gmail.com and we'll send you our brochure.
You've been listening to
Retro Talk with Retro Rose
here on
98.5 WXPM.
Be back next week, same time, same channel.